such examples. Therefore, brethren, it is right that we should follow 5, since it is written, "Cleave to the holy, for those that cleave to them shall themselves be made holy." 6. And again, in another place, the scripture saith, "With a harmless man thou shalt prove 7 thyself harmless, and with an elect man thou shalt be elect, and with a perverse man thou shalt show 8 thyself perverse." 9. Let us cleave, therefore, to the innocent and righteous, since these are the elect of God. Why are there strifes, and tumults, and divisions, and schisms, and wars in among you? Have we not all one God and one Christ? Is there not one Spirit of grace poured out upon us, and have we not one calling in Christ? 11. Why do we divide and tear in pieces the members of Christ, and raise up strife against our own body, and have reached such a height of madness, as to forget that we are members one of another? 12. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how 13, he said, "Woe to that man by whom 13 offenses come, it were better for him that he had never been born, and that he should cast a stumbling block before one of my elect. Yea, it were better for him that a millstone should be hung about his neck, and he should be sunk in the depths of the sea, and that he should cast a stumbling block before one of my little ones." 14. Your schism has subverted the faith of many, has discouraged many, has given rise to doubt in many, and has caused grief to us all, and still your sedition continueth. CHAP. XLVII. Your recent discord is worst THANTHE former which TLOK place INTHE times OFPAUL. Take up the epistle of the blessed apostle Paul. What did he write to you at the time when the gospel first began to be preached? 15. Truly, under the inspiration 16 of the Spirit, he wrote to you concerning himself and Cephas and Apollos. 17. Because even then parties 18 had been formed among you. But that inclination for one above another entailed less guilt upon you, inasmuch as your partialities were then shown towards apostles, already of high reputation, and towards a man, whom they had approved. But now reflect who those are that have perverted you, and lessen the renown of your far-famed brotherly love. It is disgraceful, beloved, yea, highly disgraceful, and unworthy of your Christian profession. 19. That such a thing should be heard of as that the most steadfast and ancient church of the Corinthian should, on account of one or two persons, engage in sedition against its presbyters, and this rumor has reached not only us, but those also who are unconnected 20, with us so that, through your infatuation, the name of the Lord is blasphemed, while danger is also brought upon yourselves. CHAP. XLVII. Let us return TOTHE practice OF brotherly LOVE. Let us therefore, with all haste, put an end 21 to this state of things, and let us fall down before the Lord, and beseech him with tears, that he would mercifully 22 be reconciled to us, and restore us to our former seemly and holy practice of brotherly love. For such conduct is the gate of righteousness, which is set open for the attainment of life, as it is written, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go in by them, and will praise the Lord." This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter in by it. 1. Although, therefore, many gates have been set open, yet this gate of righteousness is that gate in Christ by which blessed are all they that have entered in, and have directed their way in holiness and righteousness, doing all things without disorder. Let a man be faithful, let him be powerful in the utterance of knowledge, let him be wise in judging of words, let him be pure in all his deeds, that the more he seems to be superior to others in these respects, the more humble-minded ought he to be, and to seek the common good of all, and not merely his own advantage. CHAP. XLIX. The praise OFLOVE. Let him who has love in Christ keep the commandments of Christ. Who can describe the blessed bond of the love of God? What man is able to tell the excellence of its beauty, as it ought to be told? The height to which love exalts is unspeakable. Love unites us to God. Love covers a multitude of sins. 2. Love beareth all things, is long-suffering in all things. 3. There is nothing base, nothing arrogant in love. Love admits of no schisms. Love gives rise to no seditions. Love does all things in harmony. By love have all the elect of God been made perfect. Without love nothing is well-pleasing to God. In love has the Lord taken us to himself. On account of the love he bore us, Jesus Christ our Lord gave his blood for us. By the will of God has flesh for our flesh, and his soul for our souls. CHAP. L. Let us praytobe thought worthy OFLOVE. You see, beloved, how great and wonderful a thing is love, and that there is no declaring its perfection, who is fit to be found in it, except such as God has vouchsafed to render so. Let us pray, 4, therefore, and implore of his mercy, that we may live 5, blameless in love, free from all human partialities for one above another. All the generations from Adam even unto this day have passed away, but those who, through the grace of God, have been made perfect in love, now possess a place among the godly, and shall be made manifest at the revelation 6, of the kingdom of Christ. 7. For it is written, Enter into thy secret chambers for a little time, until my wrath and fury pass away, and I will remember a propitious 8 day, and will raise you up out of your graves. 9. Blessed are we, beloved, if we keep the commandments of God, in the harmony of love, that so through love our sins may be forgiven us. For it is written, Blessed are they, whose transgressions are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not impute to him, and in whose mouth there is no guile. 10. This blessedness cometh upon those who have been chosen by God through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Chap. Li. Let the partakers I in strife acknowledge their assignness. Let us therefore implore forgiveness for all those transgressions which through any suggestion of the adversary we have committed, and these who have been the leaders of sedition and disagreement ought to have respect 11, to the common hope, for such as live in fear and love would rather that they themselves than their neighbors should be involved in suffering, and they prefer to bear blame themselves, rather than that the concord which has been well, and piously 12, handed down to us should suffer. For it is better that a man should acknowledge his transgressions, and that he should harden his heart, as the hearts of those were hardened who stirred up sedition against Moses the servant 13, of God, and whose condemnation was made manifest unto all. For they went down alive into Hades, and death swallowed them up. 14. Pharaoh with his army, and all the princes of Egypt, and the chariots with their riders, were sunk in the depths of the Red Sea, and perished, 15, for no other reason, and that their foolish hearts were hardened, after so many signs and wonders had been wrought in the land of Egypt by Moses the servant of God. Chap. Li. Such a confession is pleasing to God. The Lord, brethren, stands in need of nothing and he desires nothing of anyone except that confession be made to him. 4, says the elect David, I will confess unto the Lord, and that will please him more young bullock one, that hath horns, and than a hoofs, let the poor see it, and be glad. 2, and again he saith, Offer 3, unto God the sacrifice of praise, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of thy trouble I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me 4, the sacrifice of God is a broken spirit. 5. Chap. Li. The Love of Moses towards His people. Ye understand, beloved, ye understand well the sacred scriptures, and ye have looked very earnestly into the oracles of God. Call then these things to your remembrance, when Moses went up into the mount, and abode there, with fasting and humiliation, 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord said unto him, Moses, get thee down quickly from hence, for thy people, whom thou didst bring out of the land of Egypt, have committed iniquity. They have speedily departed from the way in which I commanded them to walk, and have made to themselves molten images. 6. And the Lord said unto him, I have spoken to thee once and again, saying, I have seen this people, and, behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me destroy them, and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make thee a great and wonderful nation, and one much more numerous than this. 7. But Moses said, Far be it from thee, Lord, pardon the sin of this people, else blot me also out of the book of the living. 8. O marvelous 9, love, O insuperable perfection, the servant 10, speaks freely to his Lord, and asks forgiveness for the people, or begs that he himself might perish 11, along with them. Chap. Liv. HEWHOISFULLOFLOVEWILL incur every LOSSTHATPSMAYBE. Restored TOTHE Church. Who then among you is noble-minded, who compassionate, who full of love? Let him declare, If on my account sedition and disagreement and schisms have arisen, I will depart, I will go away whithersoever ye desire. and I willed whatever the majority 12 commands, only let the flock of Christ live on terms of peace with the presbyters set over it. He that acts thus shall procure to himself great glory in the Lord 13, and every place will welcome 14, him 4, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. 15. These things they who live a godly life, that is never to be repented of, both have done, and always will do. CHAP. LV. Examples OFSUCHLOVE. To bring forward some examples. 16. From among the heathen many kings and princes, in times of pestilence, when they had been instructed by an oracle, have given themselves up to death, in order that by their own blood they might deliver their fellow citizens from destruction. Many have gone forth from their own cities, that so sedition might be brought to an end within them. We know many among ourselves who have given themselves up to bonds, in order that they might ransom others. Many, too, have surrendered themselves to slavery, that with the price 17, which they received for themselves, they might provide food for others. Many women also, being strengthened by the grace of God, have performed numerous manly exploits. The blessed Judith, when her city was besieged, asked of the elders permission to go forth into the camp of the strangers, and, exposing herself to danger, she went out for the love which she bare to her country and people then besieged, and the Lord delivered Holofernes into the hands of a woman. 18. Esther also, being perfect in faith, exposed herself to no less danger, in order to deliver the 12 tribes of Israel from impending destruction. For with fasting and humiliation she entreated the everlasting 19 God, who seeth all things, and he, perceiving the humility of her spirit, delivered the people for whose sake she had encountered peril. 20. CHAP. LVI. Let us admonish and correct any another. Let us then also pray for those who have fallen into any sin, that meekness and humility may be given to them, so that they may submit, not unto us, but to the will of God. For in this way they shall secure a fruitful and perfect remembrance from us, with sympathy for them, both in our prayers to God, and our mention of them to the saints. 1. Let us receive correction, beloved, on account of which no one should feel displeased. Those exhortations by which we admonish one another are both good in themselves, and highly profitable. For they tend to unite to us to the will of God. For thus saith the holy word, the Lord hath severely chastened me, yet hath not given me over to death. 3. For whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. 4. The righteous, 5, saith it, shall chasten me in mercy, and reprove me, but let not the oil of sinners make fat my head. 6. And again he saith, blessed is the man whom the Lord reproveth, and reject not thou the warning of the Almighty. For he causes sorrow, and again restores to gladness. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in 6 troubles. Yea, in the 7th no evil shall touch thee. In famine he shall rescue thee from death, and in war he shall free thee from the power 7 of the sword. From the scourge of the tongue will he hide thee, and thou shalt not fear when evil cometh. Thou shalt laugh at the unrighteous and the wicked, and shalt not be afraid of the beasts of the field. For the wild beasts shall be at peace with thee. Then shalt thou know that thy house shall be in peace, and the habitation of thy tabernacle shall not fail. 8. Thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thy children like the grass of the field, and thou shalt come to the grave like ripened corn which is reaped in its season, or like a heap of the threshing floor which is gathered together at the proper time. 9. Ye see, beloved, that 10. Protection is afforded to those that are chastened of the Lord. For since God is good, 11. He corrects us, that we may be admonished, 12. By his holy chastisement. CHAP. LVII. Let the authors of sedition submit themselves. Ye therefore, who laid the foundation of this sedition, submit yourselves to the presbyters, and receive correction, so as to repent, bending the knees of your hearts. Learn to be subject, laying aside the proud and arrogant self-confidence of your tongue. For it is better for you that ye should occupy 13, a humble but honorable place, in the flock of Christ, and that, being highly exalted, ye should be cast out from the hope of his people. 14. For thus speaketh all virtuous wisdom, behold, I will bring forth to you the words of my spirit, and I will teach you my speech. Since I called, and ye did not hear, I held forth my words, and ye regarded not, but set at naught my counsels, and yielded not at my reproofs. Therefore I too will laugh at your destruction. Yea, I will rejoice when rum cometh upon you, and when sudden confusion overtakes you, when overturning presents itself like a tempest, or when tribulation and oppression 15 fall upon you. For it shall come to pass, that when ye call upon me, I will not hear you. The wicked shall seek me, and they shall not find me, for they hated wisdom, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, nor would they listen to my counsels, but despised my reproofs. Wherefore they shall eat the fruits of their own way, and they shall be filled 16 with their own ungodliness. 17. For, in punishment for the wrongs which they practiced upon babes, shall they be slain, and inquiry will be death to the ungodly. But he that heareth me shall rest in hope, and be undisturbed by the fear of any evil. CHAP. LVII. Submission THE Precursor OF Salvation. Let us, therefore, flee from the warning threats pronounced by wisdom on the disobedient, and yield submission to His all-holy and glorious name, that we may stay our trust upon the most hallowed name of His Majesty. Receive our counsel, and ye shall be without repentance. For, as God liveth, and as the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost live, both the faith and hope of the elect, he, who in lowliness of mind, with instant gentleness, and without repentance hath observed the ordinances and appointments given by God, the same shall obtain a place and name in the number of those who are being saved through Jesus Christ, through whom is glory to him, for ever and ever. Amen. CHAP. LIX. Warning against disobedience. Prayer. If, however, any shall disobey the word spoken by him, through us, let them know that they will involve themselves in transgression and serious danger, but we shall be innocent of this sin, and, instant in prayer and supplication, shall desire that the Creator of all preserve unbroken the computed number of his elect in the whole world through his beloved Son Jesus Christ, through whom he called us from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge of the glory of his name. Our hope resting on thy name, which is primal cause of every creature, having opened the eyes of our heart to the knowledge of thee, who alone dost rest highest among the highest, holy among the holy, one, who layest low the insolence of the haughty, two, who destroyest the calculations of the heathen, three, who settest the low on high and bringest low the exalted, four, who makest rich and makest poor, 5, who killest and makest to live, 6, only benefactor of spirits and God of all flesh, 7, who beholdest the depths, the eyewitness of human works, the help of those in danger, the Savior of those in despair, the Creator and Guardian of every spirit, who multipliest nations upon earth, and from all madest choice of those who love thee through Jesus Christ, thy beloved Son, through whom thou didst instruct, sanctify, honor us. We would have thee, Lord, to prove our help and succor. Those of us in affliction save, on the lowly take pity, the fallen raise, upon those in need arise, the sick hate, heal the wandering ones of thy people, turn, fill the hungry, redeem those of us in bonds, raise up those that are weak, comfort the faint-hearted, let all the nations know that thou art God alone and Jesus Christ thy Son, and we are thy people, and the sheep of thy pasture. CHAP. LX. Prayer continued. Thou didst make to appear the enduring fabric of the world by the works of thy hand. Thou, Lord, didst create the earth on which we dwell. Thou, who art faithful in all generations, just in judgments, wonderful in strength and majesty, with wisdom creating, and with understanding fixing the things which were made, who art good among them that are being saved, 9, and faithful among them whose trust is in thee, O merciful and compassionate one, forgive us our iniquities and offenses and transgressions and trespasses. Reckon not every sin of thy servants and handmaids, but thou wilt purify us with the purification of thy truth, and direct our steps, that we may walk in holiness of heart, and do what is good and well-pleasing in thy sight, and in the sight of our rulers. Yea, Lord, make thy face to shine upon us for good and peace, that we may be shielded by thy mighty hand, and delivered from every sin by three uplifted arm, and deliver us from those who hate us wrongfully. Give concord and peace to us, and all who dwell upon the earth, even as thou gavest to our fathers, when they called upon thee in faith and truth, submissive, as we are to thine almighty and all-excellent name. CHAPLXI. Prayer continued for rulers and governors. Conclusion. To our rulers and governors on the earth, to them thou, Lord, gavest the power of the kingdom by thy glorious and ineffable might, to the end, that we may know the glory and honor given to them by thee, and be subject to them, in naught resisting thy will to them. Lord, give health, peace, concord, stability, that they may exercise the authority given to them without offense. For thou, O heavenly Lord and King eternal, givest to the sons of men glory and honor and power over the things that are on the earth. To thou, Lord, direct their counsel according to that which is good and well-pleasing in thy sight, that, devoutly in peace and meekness exercising the power given them by thee, they may find thee propitious. O thou, who only hast power to do these things, and more abundant good with us, we praise thee through the High Priest and Guardian of our souls Jesus Christ, through whom be glory and majesty to thee both now, and from generation to generation, and forevermore. Amen. CHAP. LXII. Summary ANDCONCLUS or Y Concerning Godliness. Concerning the things pertaining to our religious observance which are most profitable for a life of goodness to those who would pursue a godly and righteous course, we have written to you, men and brethren, at sufficient length. For concerning faith and repentance, and true love and continence and soberness and patience, we have touched upon every passage, putting you in mind that you ought in righteousness and truth and long-suffering to be well-pleasing one to Almighty God with holiness, being of one mind, not remembering evil in love and peace with instant gentleness, even as also our fathers forementioned found favor by the humility of their thoughts towards the Father and God and Creator, and all mankind. And of these things we put you in mind with the greater pleasure, since we were well assured that we were writing to men who were faithful and of highest repute, and had peered into the oracles of the instruction of God. CHAP. LXII. Hortatory, Letter SENTBY Special Messengers. Right is it, therefore, to approach examples so good and so many, and submit the neck, and fulfill the part of obedience, in order that, undisturbed by vain sedition, we may attain unto the goal set before us in truth wholly free from blame. Joy and gladness will ye afford us, if ye become obedient to the words written by us and through the Holy Spirit root out the lawless wrath of your jealousy according to the intercession which we have made for peace and unity in this letter. We have sent men faithful and discreet, whose conversation from youth to old age has been blameless amongst us. The same shall be witnesses between you and us. This we have done, that ye may know that our whole concern has been, and is that ye may be speedily at peace. CHAP. LXIV. Blessings sought FORALLTHATCALLUPONGOD. May God, who seeth all things, and who is the ruler of all spirits, and the Lord of all flesh, who chose our Lord Jesus Christ, and us through him, to be a peculiar too people, grant to every soul that calleth upon his glorious and holy name, faith, fear, peace, patience, long-suffering, self-control, purity, and sobriety, to the well-pleasing of his name, through our High Priest and Protector, Jesus Christ, by whom be to him glory, and majesty, and power, and honor, both now, and forevermore. Amen. CHAP. LXV. The Corinthians are exhorted speedily to sendbackwordhat. Peace hasbeen restored. The benediction. Send back speedily to us in peace, and with joy these our messengers, to you Claudius Ephbus and Valerius Beto, with Fortunatus, that they may the sooner announce to us the peace and harmony we so earnestly desire and long for among you, and that we may the more quickly rejoice over the good order he established among you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, and with all everywhere that are the called of God through him, by whom be to him glory, honor, power, majesty, and eternal dominion, 3, from everlasting to everlasting. 4. Amen. Taken from the Early Church Fathers and Other Works, originally published by W. M. Beardman's Pub Company, in English in Edinburgh, Scotland, beginning in 1867, ANF 9, Menzies,